Welcome back here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR, More Than Money. Getting a lot of questions about inflation, and about whether or not it's, you know, it's destroying a person's ability to live the life that they want.
So let me kind of paint the picture of some of the comments that I'm hearing from viewers and listeners of this show. Faisal, I have a rate of return on average in my retirement of, let's make up a number here, 6%. And inflation is 4%.
Yep.
So now I'm only making 2% before taxes.
Right.
After taxes, I'm only growing by 1%. I have a problem with that. If inflation continues to go up, I'm going to, or my portfolio is not performing better than inflation and after taxes, I'm actually going broke safely. And so this is a problem. And so what are we going to do about this? Like, what's the solution to that problem where inflation goes up, portfolio performance may not be as good as you'd like it to be, or taxes are too high, and here comes all the, the math behind it to justify the emotion that's going on. What are your thoughts about when those kind of comments from some of our listeners? What do you think are those are the solution or response that you have when it comes to those kind of questions?
Well, so inflation, you could take out the word inflation if that's what people are emotional about right now, Faisal, and you could put anything else. Let's say inflation is low, but you get a negative year like 2018. Portfolios go down, but inflation's low. Still got a negative return, right? So I think the first thing is disconnect emotionally from this idea of inflation and think about the impact. So first of all, is inflation going to be running at 4% forever? Remember, the last 11 years, the biggest problem central banks have had is to try to get inflation to 2%. We couldn't get there.
Yeah.
So it's at 4%. It's going to run for 4% for the rest of your life. Is it actually impacting your life? Right? So we talk about the academics of inflation, the impact on portfolio. But I've had several conversations, and I know you have, with people about where is inflation impacting your life? Well, I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay. I fill up at the gas tank, my gas tank. Okay. Got it. We're seeing inflation in all those areas. But have you had to cut your life? Are you not living the life that you wanted to, right?
Yeah.
Because there's other areas that you're not seeing that in, or you're not actually participating in inflation's not affecting you. So it's the emotional, academic, and actual impact, right? There's three different things on people. And it depends on the person that you're talking to, you know, as to what that impact is. But this is the conversation we're having, right? It's these three elements. What about you?
There's two parts to this inflation piece. And I think you've addressed one of them where it says, you know, we're at an 18-year high in inflation. First of all, that 4%+ inflation rate is top-line inflation, not core inflation. So let's not bore our audience with all the economics, but that 4% is a year-over-year number from last September of 2020 to September of 2021,
right.
Okay? It is a first reading. It's not official. But let's go with the average over this year.
Right.
Start from January to now. The average inflation rate, top line, just slightly above 2%.
Right.
Okay. Let's go in history over the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever time frame, greater than one.
Right, right.
You're getting in the low single digit.
Right.
So 1-2, rare in times that we've seen 3% consistently. So there's that first part. The second part is on Stats Canada's website, there is a personal inflation rate calculator.
Right.
And I recommend people to actually take a look at this. And when I put my numbers in, Dave, and you know I spend some money here and there. The pandemic hasn't stopped my spending.
Yeah.
Okay, it just shifted a wide.
You found ways to spend.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And so I put my numbers in, and I find that my personal inflation rate for the month of September year over year was 2.2%. And yeah, I'm lazy, so I call in skip the dishes. I don't cook as much. So there's an inflation number there. And yeah, my behaviors changed from buying services as much as buying products during the pandemic.
Right.
There's a shift happening to me for me personally. I'm buying more services than products. But even all those things that I put in, it was well below the inflation rate of what Canada or Stats Canada produced.
Right.
So I ask people, and listeners of the show have approached me about this topic, and I say, have you calculated your own inflation rate? Now, we have very few people that we know that have kept a spreadsheet of all their expenses of every dime since, you know, the early 80s, and they keep it on a spreadsheet and update it every month. They know their real inflation rate, but many Canadians don't really know their personal inflation rate.
Oh, and just ask the question. You're right about all that stuff. And if you don't want to do a calculation, because you're not inclined to do it, have you cut your lifestyle? Have you had to cut your lifestyle?
Cut your lifestyle, or are you short at the end of the month?
Yeah, or are you short at the end of the month? That's right. And we're not finding that that's the case for people.
Yeah. Anecdotally, we're not seeing it. So right. I actually want to ask our viewers
this
and listeners.
This is of interest, yeah.
You know, are you finding that you have to cut things out of your budget because things have gone up in price? Or are you short at the end of the month because of inflation?
Right.
So you're buying the same amount of groceries you're buying, you're filling up the tank regularly like you've normally done.
Yep.
You have the normal behavior in life, but you end up short 4% or whatever the number is. Or are you saying, I'm not going to spend on this because you know the price of bacon's gone up, so I'm going to buy bacon more.
Right.
That's how the economy works. But I would love to know from you, what's the change of behavior happening in your situation, so we can kind of get a good sense of what's going on. We've had CEOs approach us and say, hey, what are you finding out with inflation with your clients, Dave and Faisal?
Yeah.
It's interesting because now the CEOs are going, hang on, we're not seeing what Stats Canada is saying or what the media is talking about.
Right.
We're seeing something different in our company.
Yep.
What's really happening on the ground? So they've come to us and asked us questions about that.
And listen, we're not saying that inflation isn't real. We are seeing some prices increased. You know, we're seeing costs get passed along. There's no question some of that will be transitory. There's no doubt that some of it is likely to be persistent, right? That's just part of the overall market. But I think you have to be very careful about the short-term thinking, right? Whether it's inflation or whatever the other problem is, right? That's going to present itself. The short-term thinking is really where people get themselves locked in to a thought process that may end up in a bad result.
Yeah, and that goes back to some of the secrets for the brain that
we talked about
earlier today. Here is the one thing that we do know, that inflation, no matter what the number is, 2% to 4%, whatever the number is, will erode your purchasing power over time.
That's right.
So you do need growth in your portfolio as you draw more income. You also need to make sure that you're not subject to those types of investments that have high volatility just to get your income.
Exactly.
Because inflation is getting higher, but your interest rates are still all-time lows, and you can't find a place to harbor yourself from those types of high-risk investments, so you're going to take on more risk. But there is a solution to it. There is a way to bulletproof your retirement, and we're going to walk you through our solution on Tuesday, November 16th, 7 p.m., live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, on behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money, and we look forward to seeing you and chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.